Vayter in Oraisa, we are in time. This stuff Chav Tesam at Aleph, picking up on Chav Chesam Beis, but the bottom of the page, three lines up from the bottom. Apostamus, Apostamus, ayayayayah. The Mishnah says, Sarf Apostamus, the Tari burnt the Torah. Gemara, this is a tradition, a tradition. Hamid Selim Heichal Minol. How do we know that they put a Selim in the Heichal? And this is talking about Shavas of Thomas. The Chesiv of the Pasuk says, I'm Ace Husar Atam, unless it's Shikut Shomim from the time that the Talmud was removed. I was talking about the Sabbath Shiva Sabbath Thomas, and the mute abomination was placed. Rashi says to Isha Husar in his battle, Atamid Vosa, Yom Nasan Shikut Shomim, the Hainu, whom it's Selim Hecha, they put the Selim over there. Fragdimor Vachad Ava, you think there's only one? Voxiv Al Knaf Shikutsim Shomim, it says upon soaring heights will the mute abominations be, which means it was two. Rashi says, Klomar, Hak, Siv, Kra, Chrina, Dixib, Beishkutsim, Tamashman Trey. So it wasn't one, it was actually two, says the Gemara, Amarava Trehavu. In a Chinami, it actually were Tre. What happened is that Nafachada Chavei Utfari Leledei. One of the idols fell and the other one broke off its hand, and the idol without a hand is not considered, as you know, in the pasuk that we said. It says Rashi, the Trehavu Sheh Midon Minashe Beheichal, and Vinafal Chadal. Chavu katalidei chopped off its hand. Van nikta lo kachashiv. Vahenu d'ksev shikutzachad. We don't consider that one. V'shtakach chavu d'ksev. And the following message was found written on the idol that was not broken. Rashi says Allahu tzelam hachi. Beep. Turn the page. Chavu d'ksev. Ant tzavis lecharuvei beisa yadach hashlimas lei. You wanted to destroy this house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by getting the Yidden to do Avodah Zarah. For God, I have taken vengeance for him, and I have paid him your hand that I cut off. Crazy discussion. Rashi says, "Tell him Omer lechadero." Atar it says, "Lahachiv beisu shel makom shehitis yisal acharecha v'ani asisi b'cha nekama v'shilamti lecha yadi." And I paid your hand. L'shachrina is ant tzavis la'achriva beisa. If you had the chushalim is li loshen she'elas kelim klomer v'alabida. Okay. Anyway, done. Next, betish above next olive to say the shalom. You come to the earth. The tishul goes there. That we're not going to go into the shalom in olam. Where do we know this from? The chesed the pasuk says vayhi b'chodesh harishon b'shana shenis b'echad l'chodesh hukam b'mishkan. It was in the first month, in the second year, on the first day of the month that they set up the mishkan. This is Nisan. Ve'amar Mar Shana Rishana Asa Moshe Asa Mishkan. The first year he did the Mishkan. Shnia Hikim Moshe Asa Mishkan Mishalch Meraglim. The second year, right, Moshe made the Mishkan the first one. The second year he set up the Mishkan and he sent the Meraglim. Obviously not something that he wanted to do, but that's how it happened. V'ksuk 7, it says, Vayihi b'shana ha'shenis b'chodosh ha'ni b'yasa m'chodosh na'ala ha'anan me'al b'shkan ha'edus. And it says, and it came to pass in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th day of the month, that the Anan Yakovod rose from the... No, I'm sorry. Anan me'al. The cloud rose from above the Mishkan. Uksiv. Right, in other words, it's time, yeah, I'm gonna cover, I guess. It's time to go. Uksev, Ayusu Mehar Hashem, Derech Shul Shem. They went from the Hashem 3 days. Amar B'chamer B'chanina, Osa Yom Saru Mecher Hashem. On that day, they turned away from Hashem. Says Rashi, Mehar, Maher, Lashon, Mehar, Lashon, Maher. Ashav, Kishetito Yom Tov. I'm sorry. Yotes Yavim, Mechodesh Yer, Kodem Aliyah Sa'anan, Pashulu Yud. V'han hu yod hayu bein derech shoshes yamim v'zayin dasgeres miriam v'chodesh shel chavtes yamim shalchu baser hu lametas v'hashta ishtak demoshe shalach meraglim chavtes yamim. That's how you come up with the cheshvan. So what happened? They turned from Hashem v'ksiv and it says v'asav suf and the mixture Hashem v'kirbo asav v'tayim v'vishu v'vkogam b'nei Yisrael. That was like the riffraff street rats. I don't buy that. All these Egyptian other people that came and joined up with them, they wanted meat. They didn't want the money anymore. And then the Yidden got caught, pulled in with this also. Started crying v'ksiv and chodesh yamim. And then what happened? They were given. He says, okay, no problem. I'll give you a month of eating it, and you'll be so disgusted by it, how much I'm giving you. He says, Miriam was confined for 7 days. That's the whole Saras shtickle. Which comes out to the 29th another was 22nd, another 7 days later, 29th of Sivan, Ksiv, Shalach Lecha Anashim, on the 29th. V'tanya went to the Baisa, Be'esem, and Tisha B'Sivan, Shalach Moshe Ragam, they went out to Ragam on that day. Ksiv, V'yoshuv, Umito, Oretz, B'Ketz, Sarbim, Yom, and they returned from spying the land at the end of 40 days. Frankly, Gemara, but almost second, Hani Arbaim Yom Nachi Chanavu, there's only 40 minus one day, I mean it's only 39 days from the 29th of Sivan until the 8th of Av. Rashi says, that Beis Misivan Chatef Mitamas Havu Lamet Aleph Eches Miav Havu Lamet Tes. Right? Since the pasuk said that they spotted the land for 40 days, it comes out that they didn't return until the 9th of Av. So they cried not on Tisha B'Av, but on the following night. After the Gemara, Amar Abaye Tamas Ta'ishatam Aliv Aliyah. On that year, Tamas only had 29 days. It was 30 days. And for another math works out, Tchsev Karalai Moed Lisbar Bachurai. Hashem proclaimed to set a time against me to crush my young men. Now, the Gemara says that Tisha B'Av was a time in which it's going to be, you know, the generation of the Midbar would not enter the land. And all of them raised their voices and cried out. They cried out on that night. Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Also, Yom Erev Tisha B'Av. That day, when they came back, it was actually Erev Tisha B'Av. It was Ches. Malahem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You cried for nothing. I'm going to cause you to cry on this day for, you know, all future generations. Wow. Yeah. And that's what we're suffering still today. Charav HaBayis V'Rishona. The Beis Hamikdash was destroyed for the first time. How do we know, right, that's the case? The Tisha B'Av. Dechsev V'Chodesh HaChemishi B'Shev HaLachodesh. Hishtas Chasre Shana Lamelch Nevuchad Netzar. Melech Bavel Bonu Zaradin Rav Tabachim Eved Melech Bavel Yerushalayim Yerushalom Yisuf Es Beis Hashem. And it was the fifth month, here it's even Thomas Av, it says Av, the seventh of the month, was the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar, the Melch Bavel, came to Zaradin, who was the executioner, the head of the executioners, the servant of the king, came to Bavel and Yerushalayim. They came to Yerushalayim and he burned the house of Hashem. Right, and it also says in another place that we just read, "V'tanya on the Braisa, e efshar lomar b'shiva, shari kfar nemar ba'asur." Right now, over here it says it's the fifth month and the tenth of the month. Right, so the first one says fifth month and the seventh, that's the tenth of the month. Efshar lomar, e efshar, you can't say that it was on the seventh, because it's the tenth. Efshar lomar b'shiva, you can't say it's the tenth. Shari kfar nemar b'shiva, it already says it's on the seventh. So how does this work out? On the seventh day, this goyim, they entered into the heichal, the sanctuary. They ate and they did terrible things on the seventh and on the eighth. And on the ninth, towards evening time, they set fire to it. And it burned the entire day. Right on the ninth, towards evening. So Tisha B'Av happened really at the end of the, almost at the tenth. Well, it was, crazy. Woe unto us that the day has declined, the shadows of evening are approaching. Primarily the burning was happening on the 10th. If I would have been that generation, I would have said it that it should be not in the 9th of Av, but rather the 10th of Av. That's the majority of the Heichal was burnt. Rabbanan, who made on the 9th, is Chalta de Puranas Adifa. It's better to set up this, commemorating this on the beginning of it, than going to like when exactly the majority of it occurred. Uba Shnia, on the second Mesa Midrash, is also on Tisha B'Av, Minel, Midrash, Minel, from the Tavern Tanabai, Samigalgal, and Schus, Liom, Zakar, Vichov, Liom, Chayef. There's like a certain, you know, power that happens on particular days, right? It's Vichov, Liom, Chayef. Hainu Tisha B'Av, the Regil, and Yosbo Rose. Right, we know that a lot of terrible things happened throughout the generations. Not only that situation about the Beis Hamikdash itself, but there are also terrible calamities that befell after that. Many happened on Tisha B'Av. Once the day gets rolling, then these things unfortunately continue on that particular day. Amru Kishechar Beis Hamikdash B'Rishona Osiyom Erev Tisha B'Av Haya. That was the Erev Tisha B'Av. when the first time, right, it means this concept means the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. Umotzi Shabbos, it was the Motzi Shabbos, was a Shviyas Haisa, Umishmarta Shal Yoyarav Yehoyariv Haisa, was his Mishmar. Just, wow, got called out for that one. Velavim Ayom Shirvom the Melduchan, they were doing their thing. Mashiach Yom, what they're saying, Vayoshev Hashem, Vayoshev Aleim as Oyam, as Onam, Vasam as his name, and Hashem turned upon them their own violence, and with their own evil, he will cut them off. Wow. Rashi says that b'mizmor kel nekamos Hashem v'hu shir shel yom rvi'i v'adam libi yom rishon ilay be'alma d'havan d'nafal d'pumeya. Right, it was a sign from Shemayim that they fell into their mouth to say, because they weren't supposed to say it. That's the wrong day's shir. K'lemin be'erichin perish aile kina shekin targum yonos amenuzia slakina tul ilay v'kamo eli kibesula chagura sak. Albal Noah Shapirusho Konindi Ubachi. Alright, mourn for me and cry out for me. Below speak Lomar back. Those who know it's me same Hashem located. They didn't give a time to see the end. Hashem of God will cut them off. Until the Goyim came and they conquered them. The same thing happened in the second Beisam Mehigdash. Nukla Beitai. Next was the fact that Beitai was conquered. Gemara, how do we know that was on Tisha B'Av? Because this is a tradition we have. Necharua Ir, the city was plowed under. Tanya Rulin Tanabai said, Kishacharash Turnus Rafis, Nisrafis Arashas Eichal, Niguzo Gezeral, Rabban Gamliel Arigo. It was decreed by the Romans on Rabban Gamliel to be killed. Balsan Adon Echad Valman Beis Amidrash Shalamah. There was this Roman officer who came and stood by the Beis Amidrash and said, Baal HaChotem is Bakish, Baal HaChotem is Bakish. The one with the prominent nose is wanted. One with the prominent nose is wanted. Rashi says, Baal Koma Vitzura L'Sharchita Gadol Hador Spashig L'Harig Beremez Amar Lei Shalo Yakiru Bo Anshe HaMelech. So people shouldn't recognize what he's saying. Shemagam Be'aza Tasha Minayu. Ravangel understood what was going on, and he went and he hid from the Romans. Rashi's Nechbe, Kamo Asu Tashu Be'arta. Right? The story with Bar Yochai in Shabbos Lamed Gimel. Azul Lagabe Betzena. So this officer went to visit Rabbi Gamliel Betzena. Rashi says, Adon Esau Rabbi Gamliel Betzena. Amalei, Ima Tzilna Lach, Maisis Li La'alma Da'asi. Like, if I go ahead and if I save you, are you going to bring me to Olam Haba? Amalei, he said, absolutely. Amalei, Yishtabali, he said, swear to me. Yishtabali, swear to him. Salak Le'igrov, Nafil Mis, he went up to the roof. He fell from there and he died. Ugemir, and we have a tradition that the Chigazri Gezirto, Mischad Minayim, Evatel Gezirtayu. When there's a Gezer and someone, right, for the Romans, and someone who's part of the decree ends up dying, then the whole thing is annulled. Rashi says, Mina Yotzin, Mischad Minayim, Mina Yotzin, Kazvern Shi'ir Lehen Al Shahar El Gezer. They looked at the death of one of the people there as like a sign that they made a mistake in the judgment, and therefore he ended up getting the decree was nullified. Yotza Baskel from heaven was came out and said, Adon Zeh Mezum L'chalem Abba, this person is invited to the world to come. Tanu Rabbanim, Shechar B'Savim Abayis B'Rishona, when the first B'Savim Abayis was destroyed, Niskavtu, Kitos Shel Pirche Kehuna Mavtechos Eichel Yadon, there were groups of young Kohanim, they came with the keys to the Beis HaMikdash in their hands, and Olu L'Gag Eichel, they went to the Gag of the Eichel, V'Armu L'Fanav, Ribono Shel Olam, Hov Lo Zechinu Lios Gizbarim Nemanim, since we were in Zochet to be good, guards and caretakers of the Beis HaMikdash, Yeyu Mavtechos Mesuros L'cha, the keys should be given to you. V'Zrakam Klapim Ali, they threw them up, V'Yatza Ke'ein Pisas Yah, and something like the palm of a hand came out, the kiblasa mehem, and accepted it from them, and caught them. Mehem kaptzu v'naflu l'tochayor, and they jumped and fell to the flames that was destroying the Beis HaMikdash. V'alehem kodin Yishayahu Navi. On them Yishayahu, the Navi Yishayahu, he was konem, he lamented, Masa gei chizayon malech ha'efo ki alis kulach l'gagos. A prophecy about the Valley of Vision, meaning Yerushalayim. What has happened to you now that you've all went to the rooftops, which is Yerushalayim, Shekol Mestakim Shem, that's what's called Kei Chizayon. Teshuos Meleya Ir, Homiya, Kirya, Aliza, Chalalayich, Lo Chalalecher, Velo Meisei, Milchama. It was filled with commotion, a joyous city. Your slain are not victims of the sword, nor casualties of war. Af HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ne'amar. Also, a few psukim later, it said about Hashem, Mikarkar Kir Vishoa Elahar. He wails and laments concerning the mountain, meaning of Har Tzion, that has been destroyed. Rashi says, Mikarkar Loshen Yalolas, come crying out, Kir Vishoa, Mikonein Vizoik Loshen Hine Kol Shoa Shavas Basami. Kir kamo kire de b'shchita schulen elahar b'shvil har tzion sheshamim. That's what happened. Okay. And I think with this we might stop over here. Yeah. No, let's just do one more quick piece over here. Misha nichlasa b'matam b'simcha. This is the line that we all know. When the month of Av comes in, we decrease our simcha. Amar Rav Yehuda b'Rei d'Rav Shmuel b'Shilas b'Shem d'Rav k'shem shenichlasa b'matam b'simcha. Just like when the month of Av comes in, we lower, we decrease our simcha. Kash b'nichlasa b'mar b'simcha. So when Av comes in, we increase our simcha. Beep, turn the page. Amar Rav Pa wa 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 pa. Hilchach bar Yisrael dislike dina by the Enochi. If you have a business, Rashi's Berakos Shem. If you have some sort of court case against a guy in their courts, then avoid doing it during the month of Av. The Riyah Mazel, because it's bad Mazel. Try to make it work during the month of Adar. The Dabari Mazel, because his Mazel is pretty healthy at such a thing. The Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, which is talking about the Gullus Bavel, to give you a future and a hope. Rashi says, "I did I Rabbi Yehuda Leel Nakir Vazu." We continue with another drasha that he says, "Amar Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Shilas Rabbi Shadrav Elu De Kalim B'Klei Pishdan." These are date trees and linen garments. I mean, even in Bavel, in Gaul's Bavel, the Yidden will be able to get stuff for food and be able to go ahead and make clothing and be able to survive. Rashi says, "L'spinus Bam to survive for them, to get a partner for them." Sheish Bam B'Bavel Higher Bake the Amina Beper Kama. Tesamad Beis Ula Ikla Labava Chaza Malay Tzan. At the time he saw those date trees over there, remember, he said, "Wow, they're not learning Torah." And he said, "Wow, they're learning Torah. Even though it's clearly pushed on his little stoware." And let's finish this off with Vayomer Be'ei Reach Benik Reach Sada Be'ericho. Another thing that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shila said to him, "Avraham, Vayomer Be'ei Reach Benik Reach Sada Asher Berchu." He said, "This is talking about Yitzchak, who says to Yaakov, and he smells him. He says, 'Wow.'" He says, "I see the fragrance of my sons like the fragrance of a field that Hashem has blessed." Some of you, the very Rav Shmuel, Rav Shilas, Rav Shmuel, Rav, Kerech Sada Shel Tapuchem. It's like the smell of a field of Tapuchem. Tosfos points out of here, Yesh Mefarshim Tapuchem, Kerech Esrogim. It means like that of Esrogim. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to show you all a great, great day.